My name's Amina Scully. I'm 54 years old. I live in North London. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes,
please. 2 years ago, I was helping my sister decorate her lounge. And the day after that, I started getting really, really bad pains in my back. And I went to my doctor, and my doctor said probably maybe I have a bit of sciatica. As a couple of months was going on, my back pain was getting worse and I was getting pains down my right leg. Then I started losing weight, sweating at nights, having really bad problems when I was brushing my teeth. My mouth was bleeding, my gums were bleeding. I had so much weakness in my back, I was falling over a few times. And I had to go back to my doctor, who then sent me to hospital to have some tests, some blood tests, and I eventually had a bone marrow test. And actually was told that I probably had myeloma cancer and was admitted to hospital because I couldn't function any longer. And after further tests and samples in petri dishes coming to light, they told me that I didn't have myeloma cancer, which was fantastic for me, but I had TB. TB of the spine, which I'd never heard of.
How did that feel when you were told you had TB after all these months of thinking that you had cancer?
It came as a complete shock out of the blue. I just didn't know how I would have got TB. Nobody knew how I got it because nobody knows how you get TB apart from, you know, being in close contact with somebody. But after having been ill for so long and been in so much pain for so long, I was absolutely relieved. At least I had a diagnosis, and at least I knew that there was going to be some treatment so it would get rid of this pain and make me better. But even more relevant was the fact that I'd been almost resigned to the fact that I had cancer, and the cancer that I'd been diagnosed with, there was no cure. So sounds a bit weird, but I felt a sense of euphoria when I was told I had TB.
Did you know much about TB before? I mean, how did this feel to be told that you had this disease?
Well, I didn't know much about TB at all, apart from the fact you get this jab when you're at school when you're 13, and it's supposed to apparently stop TB ever coming into your life. And I didn't realise until I was diagnosed that this is not really the... So I was absolutely shocked that I would have TB, because there is a stigma attached to TB, and I didn't know anything about TB apart from the fact it, to be perfectly honest, only happens in third world countries that don't get the jab. You just think that because you have the jab, you just know never going to get it. And it's only people that don't get the jab in the, you know, maybe other countries that get this. So it was a really weird feeling to think I've got TB, you know. And also as well, I didn't realise that TB was so prevalent in this country as well. I thought it was almost expired. That there's no one ever got it, sort of thing.
So you were diagnosed with it. Mm. What came next?
Well, then the hospital and the doctors went into panic mode, because obviously I'd lived with my family, my brothers and my sisters, and I'd been close to my little nephews, and they all had to be tested. So I felt a tremendous amount of guilt that now it's quite possible that my little nephews, who are only 3 and 4, would have TB because of me, you know, even though obviously it's not my fault because I didn't know, but the guilt. So I remember feeling devastated. But also then I was put into a room on my own. Anybody that came in had to put a mask on. I had to put a mask on, which made me feel a little bit unclean, you know. No one could touch me, and it made me feel very, very, very isolated and very alone, I have to say.
Do you ever think how you could have possibly contracted it?
Yeah, all the time, all the time. All I think to myself is I had generally quite a healthy life. Before my diagnosis, I was living in Spain for 10 years, a very healthy life, by the sea, organic food, no fast food, no nothing like that. So when I first came back here, I think coming here back into London with the sitting on trains close to people, all the dust in the air, working with people from all over the world, there's a possibility that that could have been it.
You say you're quite surprised when you went to the TB centre and saw how many people there were.
Absolutely. I was in shock, because when I went to the TB clinic after being discharged from the hospital, I walked into the clinic and there was not enough seating for everybody. It was absolutely packed with everybody from everywhere. I remember saying to the receptionist, I said, these people were all here for TB. She said, yeah, everyone's got TB. And I was absolutely so surprised.
How did it affect you, kind of just being on the streets in general? Like, how, when you came across others, you could see that you weren't well because you couldn't walk and your back was hurting.
Well, I used to get asked a lot of, you know, from people, what did you do to yourself? Have you had a fall? I'd say, you know, first of all, I would say to people, no, I had TB of the spine. And especially the older people, their reaction was, oh, dear, does that still happen? They used to send people away for, you know, a couple of years with TB and stuff like that. So then it made me feel a little bit like a leper sort of thing. So I went through a phase where if people said, asked me what was wrong, I would say, well, I just had a fall or I've had a bad back or whatever, because people, there's still a bit of a stigma attached to TB.
And so how did you get through it? What was your, I guess, your treatment and your support?
Yeah, well, when I was in hospital, my brothers and my sisters were quite supportive. They'd come in every day to see me. Then I was obviously introduced to the TB clinic in the Whittington Hospital, who were second to none. I was assigned a TB nurse and a support worker as well. And they would come to me every day to talk about the treatment, to talk about what tablets did what, and help me through the process. Because first of all, I was taking about 25 tablets every day, and it was making me sick and making me anxious because I don't like taking tablets. But I knew that it was doing me good. And
how long was your treatment overall?
I was admitted to hospital on the 14th of May. I never forget, because it was 3 days after my birthday. And then I took my last tablets on, I think it was something like the 16th of June the following year. So it was quite a long process of taking tablets every day.
You did get through it, though.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's really strengthened my character.